I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, as part of our Why Wednesday series, we spoke with Melissa DeMars. She is the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program Leader at the YMCA of Marquette County. And also in the conversation was Victoria Leonard, President of 40 Below. We talked about a special event that's coming up very soon to benefit the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program that is being put on by the group 40 Below. And we started our conversation off with Victoria Leonard.
We have the Iron Range Roll, which is a 16-mile point-to-point. It's a bike race, it's a run, or it's a relay team event. So it's timed, but it's fun. Majority of it is downhill, so it's a pretty leisurely ride. It starts out in Ishpeming and ends right in downtown Marquette. And it raises funds for the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program.
And this is something that you guys as an organization want to do to help out this program. Why are you doing that? What is that key?
Yeah, 3 years ago, we started the race, and we have found that a lot of 40 Below members are actually mentors in Melissa's program. So it was a really great way to take something that our members were kind of doing on their own and support it as an organization. And we've helped find mentors for Melissa and then provide the funding for them to do some really fun stuff.
Well, Melissa, let's talk about that. Melissa DeMars with us, the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program Leader at the Y. What is the program? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. The Reach and Rise Program was created by mental health clinicians who believe that social and emotional intelligence is critical to success in life, and that the earlier we start teaching kids, the better. So mentors are 23 years of age and older. They're matched with kids age 6 to 17 years old, and they meet once a week for 1 to 3 hours for a year at least. And we're really committed to, you know, having fun with them, bringing them out in the community. They can use the YMCA for free, but we're very intentional about helping them through maybe some issues in life, whether it could be trouble in school, some family issues, you know, social anxiety, anything like that. We're very supportive of that. The mentors receive 15 hours of paraprofessional counseling training. So
this is one of those programs that I know when we've talked with you before, it kind of falls out of the ideas of what I guess are the traditional thoughts of what a YMCA is all about. How does this program fit into the overall mission of the Y?
Well, I mean, we're definitely for youth development and youth growth. And I think that one of the big things lacking is intentional emotional intelligence training. And so teaching them how to manage emotions and how to use their emotions to make good decisions and problem solve. The relationship between the mentor and the mentee, the mentor is modeling healthy choices and good boundaries and how to pick safe people and good communication skills. So this is something our youth need to be successful in occupational and personal life.
Walt Lindelow in the studio this morning with Melissa DeMars. She is the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program Leader with the YMCA of Marquette County. Victoria Leonard also with us in the studio. She is the president of 40 Below, which is a group that's putting on an event that is helping to benefit the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program at the Y. Victoria, let's give everybody the details on it. And I know you're also wanting to make sure that people know that you're also still looking for volunteers for this.
Absolutely. So the race is Saturday, June 4th. You can sign up online at www.ironrangeroll.com. So really easy website. It'll direct you to the race registration. There's also a big blue button that says volunteer. So if you click that, you can sign up online to volunteer. We really need people to help with road crossings. It is, the race uses road rules. So we're actually stopping the bikers to make sure they check for traffic and cross. So you're not out in the street stopping cars or anything. It's just making sure the bikes cross safely. So it's a pretty fun and easy job.
But it is a fun and relatively easy event as well, the race in and of itself, because as you said, it starts up in the West End in Ishpeming, and then you start heading toward Marquette, which as we know is mostly downhill.
And we have rates for adults and youth so that families can get out together and do it. We've had people on tandem bikes. We've had people with kids in the stroller. We had a team a few years ago, a relay team that had, they were all new moms and they pushed their babies in their strollers. That was really fun. So it's a really great race and a really fun way to get out and get active on the Iron Ore Heritage Trail.
And again, it's coming up when and where?
Saturday, June 4th, and it starts at the Cliff Shaft Mine Museum in Ishpeming and ends at the Marquette Commons, and there's an after party at Ordock Brewing.
And the website again is?
www.ironrangeroll.com.
All of it goes to help benefit, or a good portion of it goes to help benefit the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program at the Y, and the program leader at the Y, Melissa DeMars, is with us. And for people that want to find out more about the mentoring program, if they have any questions about that, they have young people maybe they think would be involved, or they want to become a mentor, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me is to call the Y. The number is 906-227-9622. My extension is 13. I love to have a conversation with people about the program in general and just let them know what our mission is. Mm-hmm. And if people want to, are interested in referring children, same thing, give me a call at the Y. There's also referral forms on our website at www.ymcamqt.org. You'll click under Youth Program and then Reach and Rise Mentoring Program.
That's the comments of Melissa DeMars, the Reach and Rise Mentoring Program leader at the YMCA of Marquette County, and Victoria Lenhart, the president of 40 Below. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.